broadband, entrepreneurship, taxes, and more. But first, Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas tells us how the winter weather led to some preventative actions in his weekly business news recap.
The state's two largest electric utilities urged customers to be prepared for a winter storm that blanketed many parts of Arkansas with ice, while warning that outages in some parts of the state could last up to 7 days. Entergy Arkansas, the state's largest electric utility, mobilized nearly 8,000 workers to do preventative and repair work for damage expected from the ice storm. The Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas secured assistance agreements with contractor line and right-of-way crews and mutual aid agreements with electric cooperatives both within Arkansas and surrounding states to aid with potential outages and repairs. The ambitious effort to expand broadband capability in Arkansas public schools moved forward on Tuesday as two working groups accepted an engineering report and recommended the state proceed with a potential public-private partnership. Administration officials support tapping into the state's RON network, which currently serves hospitals, colleges, and universities. Internet service providers contend that private entities could be more efficient and flexible with a network build-out. Individual and corporate income taxes, as well as sales tax collections, were all lower than forecast in November, but year-to-date net revenues for the state are still up. Year-to-date net available general revenues totaled more than $2 billion, a nearly $70 million bump over last year's five-month total. That's up 3.5%. Net revenues for the year are also above forecast by nearly $30 million. That's 1.5% above expectations. Arkansas Department of Finance and administration officials said November had a big swing in the volatile corporate income tax category, and that was a major contributor to the numbers not being higher. The Delta Regional Authority announced a $250,000 award for facilities and operations for the Arkansas Regional Innovation Hub. Launched in July of this year, the Innovation Hub is a nonprofit organization located in downtown North Little Rock that is dedicated to increasing entrepreneurial activity in Arkansas. It will house three interconnected ventures that will work together to provide education, training, prototyping, and startup and entrepreneurial opportunities. Fresh off the announcement last week that a deal has been struck to settle a three-decades-old desegregation lawsuit, Attorney General Dustin McDaniel announced a clearinghouse of information related to the case is available on his office's website. Information regarding the proposed Pulaski County desegregation settlement and notice of a January 13th fairness hearing have been posted at www.arkansasag.gov. I'm Roby Brock, and that is your Talk Business Arkansas update.
Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.